Excuse me. Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Diane B. I am a recovered compulsive eater living in the steps one day at a time, and I'm from New York. Today is Tuesday, January 17th, 2023, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book on page 55, paragraph 4, which begins with, "We can only clear the ground a bit," ending with, "The consciousness of your belief is sure to come to you." We're reading that one paragraph only today. Today's readers are Debbie P. on the 12 steps, Nicole C. on the traditions, Lorraine N. will be reading our text, Robin P. will be reading page 164, our book is meant to be suggestive only. Our newcomer greeter today will be Penny L. C. Announcements are Reggie O. And thank you everyone for your service. The reference numbers for yesterday, January 16th, 2023, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 19,856. And today, Tuesday, January 17th, 2023, at 7 a.m. this morning, Eastern Time, was 19,859. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And Debbie P., please read us the steps. Thank you.
Good morning, Diane. Good morning, my fellows. My name is Debbie P. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Indiana. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service, and I pass.
Thanks, Debbie. Nicole C., will you please read the traditions for us?
Yes, thank you, Diane. Thanks for your service. This is Nicole C., grateful member in Washington State. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and I pay.
Thank you so much, Nicole. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions to recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted, and we also request that you do not use the speaker function on your phone as that can create static and background noise. Today we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 55, fourth paragraph, beginning with "We can only clear the ground a bit," and ending with "The consciousness of your belief is sure to come to you." And we're reading that one paragraph only. So my reader today is Lorraine N. Take it away.
Good morning, and thank you for your service. Good morning, everyone. Lorraine N., recovered compulsive eater in Oregon. We can only clear the ground a bit. If our testimony helps sweep away prejudice, enables you to think honestly, encourages you to search diligently within yourself, then, if you wish, you can join us on the broad highway. With this attitude, you cannot fail. The consciousness of your belief is sure to come to you. Well, that's a beautiful promise. The consciousness of your belief is sure to come to you. And I have had that promise fulfilled within this program. I always believed in a higher power, but my belief has changed radically and beautifully over my years in this program. From a mean, punishing God of my indoctrination to an all-encompassing, benevolent presence. In silence and meditation is where I hear the hum of the universe, right along with my breath and my heartbeat. Excuse me, getting over a cold. The word God is a short and maybe useful at times word, but for me, it has no pronouns attached to it, no he or she. God is no longer a big guy in the sky with a clipboard and a red pen watching out for me to do something wrong, bad, dirty, inappropriate. No, and I appreciate that the writers of this book were humble enough to acknowledge in this paragraph that they, quote, can only clear the ground a bit. I appreciate that it encourages me to search diligently within myself, which I absolutely have, particularly since coming to this meeting a few years ago. And it was an enormous struggle to be that honest because a lot of it wasn't pretty to look at. But I had to, it was like a surgical or psychic removal to be rid of that old punishing concept of God. So the concept I have now that brings me to a place of a little bit of peace and a little bit of joy every day that I seek it. So I'm grateful for the broad highway, this creative universal highway with plenty of room for all of us. And yeah, I look forward to hearing what everyone else has to say. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Lorraine. Girl, you got us off to a great start. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Okay, so now, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So if you haven't shared since Thursday, I would be happy to take your name, including the initial of your last name and the state that you're from. Star one to unmute. Who would like to share?
Becca R.
Becca R.
Aaron B., Arizona.
I'm sorry, Aaron, was it?
Yeah, Aaron B., Arizona.
Thank you. Great, Aaron. Star one to unmute. I have Becca R. and Aaron B.
Robin P. in Costa Rica.
Robin P.
Jordan L.
Jordan L. Oh, my
people. Amanda A., California.
Amanda A. I could take another one if anybody else wants to share. All right. Great. Let's start with this lineup. I have Becca R., Aaron B., Robin P., Jordan L., Amanda A. So star one to unmute. Becca R., please, and give us your state if you don't mind.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. It's Becca R., recovered compulsive overeater, anorexic and bulimic, calling in from Kentucky. Yeah, I just had to chime in and at the gratitude in this that I've been able to uncover, discover, discard, and move forward to having this life that is grounded on a spiritual basis. I really appreciate the vast experiences, not only written in the stories in the back of the book of how people came to spirituality, but through the many, many interactions I've had with fellows all over the world who've shared intimately about how they came to find a relationship with a higher power. Their honesty and transparency was one of the biggest examples for me. And the fact for me, it's just such a miracle that I get on this phone and call people all over the world, and within 5 minutes of the conversation, we're talking about spiritual matters. I find that a spiritual awakening in itself. It's just really beautiful. I'm so grateful to just have the eyes to be aware and awake to, you know, the reality of the spirit. I like to say I didn't know that I didn't know, but now I know, and I can never not know like I didn't know. And so I'm really grateful to be here, grateful to be trudging with my fellows. That's all I have, Pass.
Thanks, Becca. Aaron B. from Arizona.
Thank you. I really love this paragraph. I love this page. A lot of what I feel from this reading can be really boiled down in this paragraph. And at some point I needed to just wake up and think that there's something else out there, and I didn't have to have all the answers. And so that little bit about clearing just a little bit of the ground, and that's the part around me. And then you know, all the crap out there that I have to deal with, that's my old thinking, my old way. And it's still there, and I've only cleared a little bit, but it's through meetings and through talking with people. And like it says in this paragraph, it's just this level of honesty that helps me continue to look for a new way, put away the old ideas that I used to have. And then the last thing I really like about this paragraph is that we're invited to join them on a broad highway. It's not a one size fits all, but everybody, myself, I just doing my best, and I don't need to compare myself to anybody else. I'm just, it's through honesty and putting away my old thoughts that I get on this highway that can produce what it says is the attitude that cannot fail. And I'm grateful for not having to know it all. I'm grateful for just take it one step at a time and reach out to those around you that have been on the path. And that little bit that's cleared will continually get bigger. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Aaron. Next, we have Robin P. from Costa Rica.
Hi, this is Robin P. Thanks so much for your service and everyone who makes this meeting possible. I'm a very grateful, recovered, compulsive reader. So grateful to be on this meeting today and for all of you. I just get to keep growing spiritually, and finding my way. And, I came into this program a devout atheist and was raised that way. And, I had a profound spiritual awakening because this program was a bridge to God for me. And, this is not a religious program, but I have a religion today that, I am grateful to God and the Holy Spirit. And, we came back to Costa Rica a week ago, and we rescued two dogs, and we were co-parenting with two other families, and they left. And one of the two dogs that we rescued fell down this huge, steep cliff and landed on her chest and impaled herself with a 3.5-inch wooden stake. And she somehow crawled back up this hill, huge hill, and waited for us because we were at the beach. And we rushed her to the vet hospital, and she had surgery, and she came home yesterday, and she's a miracle. And I, he keeps calling her a miracle, and I just get to keep looking at the positive because I feel very traumatized, and I get to cling to God and focus on the good, and that this too shall pass, and thank God for all the miracles that did happen. And because the disease for me goes right to the negative, and where was God and blah, blah, blah. And God is here with us. And I just get to surrender all the questions and all the fear. And who would I be without the fear? I would be God's loving, trusting child. And that's who I get to be, so I can be of service to God and my fellows. I'm so grateful for abstinence and recovery. And, we just live in the I don't know a lot of times. And that's humble. And that's being willing, honest, open, and willing to keep tuning in and listening. So that's all I can do today. So God bless everybody with a very blessed abstinent day. Thanks so much for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Robin. Wow. Good thing you were back at home for that. Whew. Okay. Next, I have Jordan L. from Colorado, followed by Amanda A. in California. Jordan?
Hey, good morning, Diane. Thanks for moderating for us this morning. my name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Gunnison, Colorado, and very grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous this morning. I wanted to back up for just a sec to the paragraph from a couple of days ago that tells us or suggests that we might have been fooling ourselves, that deep down in every one of us is the fundamental idea of God. And it took me a long time to warm up to that paragraph. But once I stopped getting caught up in like the prejudice that I had for religious people, when I had a prejudice against religious people when I first got to 12-step programs. So once I was able to see beyond that and understand that this fundamental idea, it's deep down inside of me, that no one can keep me from it. No one can dictate the terms of it for me. It is a part of me, just as much as this disease is a part of me. So is this fundamental idea of God. When I really internalized that, and I started listening to these directions about sweeping away prejudice and thinking honestly and searching diligently within myself, I started to see like a very different side of life. There's a paragraph earlier on in the book that talks about the futility of our existence. And I really got that. Like, I understood what they meant by the futility of our existence. Life sucked, man. And I was forcing myself through each and every day. when I start to approach it with a different attitude, like it's talking about here in the paragraph, I have a different attitude. I'm looking at life as sort of like this broad highway where I am searching diligently within myself for this fundamental idea, and asking myself what these spiritual terms mean to me. It almost becomes like this magical adventure where I get to I get in touch with this higher power that not only keeps me abstinent, it not only keeps me abstinent and not only keeps me happy about being abstinent, but I actually start to get like solid direction and strength to like do something with this life of mine, you know? So thank you for letting me share. That's all I got.
Thanks, Jordan. Next, we have Amanda A. from California. Star one to unmute, please, Amanda.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I'm Amanda A. from Southern California. Thank you so much, everyone who's service on the line today. I feel very grateful to be here and very grateful that I'm able to talk. I feel like it was a gift from God that there was a lull this morning and I was able to get my name in there. So I am so grateful to be here this morning and to have come to this program. I am diligently working to get through these steps and getting ready to start step 10 today. So I'm very, very, very excited about this. And in just the few short months that I've been with the program, I have never felt more connected to my higher power and never felt more connected to all of you and other people. I always thought myself a very spiritual person and always thought I was connected and did all this stuff, but it wasn't until I started working these steps and got rid of my my foods that were blocking me from higher power, that I was able to truly be able to connect with myself, with this wonderful source that I call higher power. And what a gift it is. I mean, the beauty that I wake up and I'm able to see each and every day is so wonderful. And I can only attribute that to my higher power, and this program helped me get there, and all of you that have been so wonderful, who have taken calls and who've been in my God squad. And I just feel very grateful. And each day it makes me want to search a little bit deeper, and it makes me want to connect a little bit more, and it makes me want to help give this message to those who still suffer. So again, I'm very, very grateful to be here, and thank you everyone who has been here every day and to share and do service. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thanks, Amanda. Excuse me. So we're ready for some more people who would like to share. Star one to unmute. Please give me your first name.
Melinda.
Wait. Please give me your first name and your last initial. Who is the first person?
Alexis F.
Alexis S. Next.
Melinda H.
I'm sorry?
Melinda H.
Thanks, Melinda.
Annabelle Z.
Annabelle Z, as in zebra? Okay, I've got
Yvonne.
Alexis, Melinda. Go ahead.
Yvonne A.
Hi, Yvonne. So Alexis, Melinda, Annabelle, Yvonne. Anybody else?
Janice
Take one
K.
more. Okay, Janice K. I think we have time for everybody. All right, Alexis F, star one to unmute, please.
Hello, are you there?
Hello, is that Alexis?
Yes, it is.
Alexis, 1 minute, please. Would everybody please mute their phone unless you are the speaker? And right now it's Alexis. Star one to mute, please.
This is Alexis Zeth at the Jersey Shore. I live over before the bridge to go into the Jersey Shore. And there's beautiful pine trees, and in the winter they're laden with snow and winding roads in through the county. And in the summer there's beautiful beds of flowers and deer all over the place around all of the seasons. And when we see that, my daughter and I say, "There he is, showing off again." And I found God by finding the willingness to work my program. I don't always do it perfectly, but I think it's to the best of my ability right now. And I have a physical handicap where I can't write, so I can't take down numbers to call people. So I'll leave my number at the end of the meeting if I can, so I can get some calls. And as I said, you know, it's the willingness came first, and I prayed about it. You know, I prayed about having abstinence and about working the program. And I have a very strict sponsor, and, you know, he keeps me on the ball pretty much. And that's all I wanted to say. I wish everyone a great day, and best of luck with your program and with your abstinence.
Thanks, Alexis. Next, we have Melinda H., followed by Annabelle. Melinda?
Hi, Hi, this is Melinda H. as in horse from Virginia. Thank all of you for your service. Even the ones who are kind of lurkers, you're still here. I have been a lurker for years. But anyway, as to the reading, it is quite clear that I am powerless over food and that I have also been obsessed with weight loss and, you know, just vanity, and that I'm not going to be able to find that source of wisdom, that higher power with deep down within me, unless I put down the food. And in order to be able to do that, I'm going to have to make telephone calls. I'm going to have to ask for help. I saw a little kind of animated thing a couple of days ago. I saved it, and there's like one little creature asking a little girl, what's the bravest thing you've ever done? And she says, ask for help. And so that's where I am. And, but it's, I mean, it's just so obvious my way isn't working. So anyway, thanks for letting me share. I love outreach calls. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Melinda. Annabelle, you're next. And could you please give us the initial of your last name and your state?
Yes. Good morning. My name is Annabelle Z, as in zebra, and I'm in the state of Washington. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. It is indeed a miracle about that dog, by the way. Thank you, Ross. I'm so grateful that he made it. If our testimony, if it enables you, if it encourages you, if you wish, and I just couldn't help but notice there are all these phrases that set up an attitude they talk about with this attitude you can't fail. And I thought, oh, so I have to believe other people. That means I have to listen to them. And then I have to, you know, I have to get over that I'm unique and not just prejudice about God and who God is, but prejudice about the fact that, A, I believe that if you had a certain amount of time of abstinence, you were just this, you know, perfect person, and I could never be there. Or what happened when I first came into OA too, I had a lot of experience in the other program, many years, and I could have taken the position, and sometimes I did, that I knew better, that I know the 12 steps, I know this thing. But the point is, he's talking about an attitude. And I thought, God, what is an attitude? And the position of sort of like this stance, and this position I have, mostly of the mind. And if I have the attitude where I can listen to other people's experience, and then I can be honestly and look inside myself, because that's what everybody did. To talks about both previous paragraphs are talking about inside ourselves, deep down inside every man. And then there was the part of our makeup. And so I don't have to worry about some weird thing out there that everybody else talks about. I can just go know that it's within. And so I was at the birthday party this weekend, and I really also recently started doing a 11-step retirement with my sponsor every night. And it's just opened up this deep connection, and it is inside. And it says, if you wish, and we can wish it all we want, but we also have to join everybody. And so I haven't shared in a long time, and I had 90 days of abstinence yesterday, and because I picked up something in November that I shouldn't have. And I feel like I have an attitude that is, I need to be with fellowship. I need to call and let myself be known. And that's what this paragraph's about, is listening to others' testimony. So thank you for letting me share. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Annabelle. Next, we have Yvonne A., followed by Janice K. Yvonne,
hi.
You're up.
Hi, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Awesome. This is Yvonne A. in D.C., Canada. And thank you for letting me share this morning. Yeah, for me, it can only clear the ground a bit. And for me, I'd always had this very strong personal connection with a higher power in my younger years, in my late teens, early 20s. And I hadn't even realized that over decades and decades of abusing myself with food, that I had completely obliterated that. So when I finally arrived in the rooms of OA, I could barely even say the word God anymore. And I thought, when did this happen to me? And I had to start thinking or working with a sponsor to even be able to understand what had actually happened to me over all this time, how dishonest I had been. I wasn't able to think honestly about anything in my life. And God had basically just disappeared. Like, I just never thought about it. I wasn't particularly prejudiced against God. In fact, I was shocked to find out that I was having this kind of reaction. And so this program for me has allowed me bit by bit to start sweeping away all that debris I had tossed on top of my relationship with my higher power. And has allowed me to start taking down the brick of the wall that I built around myself with food, one by one, so that I've reestablished that. And like the caller before me, I was at the birthday party this weekend. It was a very, very moving experience for me as well. And I so know that I want to be on this road with all of you, each and every single person who was there with us then, who's on this call now, who's at every meeting that I go to. All of you are the reason that I am able to get recovered from this disease that has plagued me my entire life. So I am so grateful to be here. I'm so grateful to find the courage to share my voice, because I don't think it's either. And I realize how important that is for all of us to be able to hear one another and connect with one another and find our spirituality through that connection. But I pass.
Thanks, Yvonne, and it is wonderful to hear your voice. Next is Janice Kay. If you could give us your state, please. Janice, star one to unmute, please.
Hi, this is Janice Kay in Oregon. And for the last few days, I've been trying to come up with what I keep hearing over and over again. Okay, first confession. I love musicals. I have a brain that thinks in terms of musicals. I know so many show tunes, it's embarrassing. The two tunes that come up for me in this paragraph, if you've ever seen it, there's an old Debbie Reynolds flick called The Unsinkable Molly Brown. And what I remember from that is the song He's My Friend, in which the country bumpkin is Nouveau Riche, New Wealth. And he and his wife are throwing a shindig for the town of Denver in 1880. And she asks all of her, gee, I hope they get to be my friends, established rich people. And he asks his boomtown buddies. And in the course of the party, he locks arms with his boomtown buddies and parades them around the ballroom singing, he's my friend, to the bitter end, even though the bitter end's a million years away. All my life, I wanted a friend who would lock arms with me and stand with me regardless of what happened, and walk with me in front of the big people and sing, she's my friend. Okay, next song that speaks to me is by ABBA, from Mamma Mia. Take a chance on me is the song. And the words are, And the words are so well memorized they slipped out of my mind. But the idea is, it's an offering. It's a come out here. It's take my hand. Take a chance on me. If you change your mind, I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. Going to do my very best, going to really try, going to make you laugh, going to make you cry. Take a chance on me. And that's what it's saying in this paragraph, believe it or not. If our testimony helps sweep away the prejudice, enables you to think honestly, encourages you to search diligently, then if you want, you can join us. He's your friend. God is your friend to the bitter end. All you got to do is take a chance on him. Okay, so much for me, and I didn't break into song at any given point. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.
Thanks, Janice, for your share. I was hoping to hear you sing a refrain or two. I have time for two more people. So if you would like to share, star one to unmute and give us your name, please.
Natalie,
and one more person.
Liz A.
Laura
Liz
W.
A.
Who is that, Barb? I don't know that we'll have time, but I have your name just in case, okay? So, Natalie, you're up. If you can give us the initial of your last name and your state, please.
It's C, and I'm from New York. I just wanted to say that it just makes it so much easier. It's the broad highway, and you don't have to follow a ton of rules. You don't have to... And that's all. It just makes it really easy. You can be yourself and do it. So thank you.
All right. Thanks, Natalie. So next we have Liz A. And what state are you from, Liz?
Hi, this is Liz A. from California, grateful recovered compulsive overeater. What I love to do is to look up words in these paragraphs. And I looked up attitude because it said the promises with this attitude, you cannot fail. And it's defined as a way of thinking that is reflected in our behavior. And so one more time, I see that this is a program of action. And the action that we need to take is to search diligently within ourselves. And for me, that's been really difficult in terms of sitting down and getting quiet and meditating. I'm one of these people that always has my mind going a million miles a minute. And but I've started the process of just meditating and letting God in and letting old thoughts leave me, and I feel lighter. I feel supported, and with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thanks, Liz. Okay, Barb. Guess what? There's time for you, Barb W. Please, and your state. Actually, I think it was Laura W. Okay, Laura W. So sorry about that. Please go.
That's okay. Thanks. Good morning, everyone. It's Laura W., recovered compulsive eater, anorexic and exercise bulimic in South Jersey. Yeah, you know, the road, the broad highway is roomy and all-inclusive, never exclusive. And I liked how it says the broad highway, because when I first came in, I thought this was going to be so limiting that I wasn't going to be able to do anything and have fun in my life. And it was all going to be about the food, and there's so many rules and regulations, and I definitely was not a rule follower. You know, I sort of just did what I wanted to do in my selfish self. But that road that we can all join on is so broad and roomy and so wide and so beautiful. And, you know, the hoop that we have to jump through to get recovered is a lot bigger than we think it is. And for me, the only thing that's gotten narrower in my recovery is my food. You know, certain things that I used to eat 18 years ago when I first got abstinent are no longer in my food plan. Not because they're not abstinent, just because they're not foods that I can comfortably eat without obsessing over or wanting to, you know, just foods that might not be safe for my mental health. So, but the rest of my life, you know, has become very wide and open, and there's so much more time in the day when we're not obsessing about our food and weight and exercise. And, you know, so this is so roomy and wide and beautiful, and it's a way of life for me. This is not what I do. This is who I am. I'm a woman living a 12-step program of recovery as a way of life. It's not just kind of what I do in the morning and then forget about it throughout the day. You know, I'm doing my best every day to pull into God. And especially when those defects come up and I get squirrely and I feel resentful and angry, I remember it. I have to pause and work the program, work the 12 steps, not just, you know, grin and bear it. So I'm grateful not to be alone on this journey. And, you know, we travel the road of happy destiny. Thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you so much for that. We have time for one more person. Anybody want to take the bit?
Maya Cooper? Maya K.
Okay.
Hi,
Sorry.
I've got Maya K. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Maya K., compulsive overeater and bulimic. Recovered. I'm just really glad to hear everybody. I haven't shared in a long time on this meeting, and it's just good to hear everybody, you know, talking about the broad highway. And I've just been really trying to reconnect with you know, God and depth, and I just feel really good about reconnecting, and I feel really like that's the way to go. Like, instead of focusing on the weight, focusing on all the other garbage, I just feel really close to God. When I immerse myself in the program, I feel like everything else is just going to work out, everything. And I just feel really comforted in that. And I just keep feeling like that's the answer, that the more I focus on the program, all the other stuff will take care of itself. And I know that from being in program for 30 years. And I just keep asking God, whatever that is for me. I have my own higher power, and I've even borrowed my sponsors, you know, whatever it is, not the one I grew up with. I try hers on too. I'll just, you know, that's the gift of desperation. I've just tried higher powers, you know, have faith. And I just say, you know, whatever, just God, higher power, use me today, however you see fit. And I just feel very blessed that I feel like that's really helping me. And I'm just very grateful for that, because I always believed in God, but I just never felt connected in that way. So thank you for letting me share, and I hope everybody has a wonderful day. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Maya. Wow, that was perfect timing. Thank you, everyone who did service today, either by being here, by sharing, by reading. It's just wonderful to have such a great group of people. So we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And will Robin P., please read
Yes.
page 164. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for your saying. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, currently in Costa Rica. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who's still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.